Before we go today, we have a special guest here at Penguin Radio. I have Navi Dhaliwal, our former ASDU president. Hello.
Hello, Leona.
How are you?
I am fantastic. Excited to be back.
That's great. So Navi Dhaliwal, the former ASDU president, is also an alumna now. She is a graduate of the class of 2016. How is it now that you've graduated?
It's amazing. I don't think I've ever had more of an opportunity to reflect upon my time here at Dominican, and it's been a great journey so far.
And did you get some time to rest after graduation? Do you have your feet on the ground, or are you still kind of finding yourself?
I definitely took some time to, took some me time, as I told my mom. I didn't want to jump into any career aspects or worry myself or overstress over opportunities, because I'm a solid believer in opportunities just knocking on my door and taking them when they do come without, you know, with alleviating that stress. Mm-hmm. And so I've just been trying to find an opportunity to just breathe and read a lot of books.
Good for you. I'm glad to hear that, because a lot of people after graduation feel very pressured and rushed. So you really took the time.
Yes.
That's great. So as the ASDU president in the last year, you saw the front-end planning process for the college convention, the hashtag DU Debate 16, and now you're back and you're seeing it in action here with the training session. How does that feel for you to see something come together that you worked so hard for?
Honestly, there are no words. I walked in today at 8 a.m. to see a Calariga dining hall packed with over 140 students engaged and ready to talk about issues that they care about. And that's the exact mission and intention that we had when I was sitting at a table with members from different organizations trying to bid for this social media initiative. So it's exciting, it's inspiring, and I could truly feel this sense of hope that we're going to be moving towards a better future.
I am so pleased, and it must feel really great to see something that you work for come to fruition and see it in action. And I know that when I was a young person, I felt ineffective and that I didn't have a voice, and it must feel good for you to see that you have a voice and you can make things happen, and you're providing a platform for a voice so these young people can see something happen later.
Definitely, definitely. I think that's the importance of it, though. I remember feeling a little sad that I wasn't able to directly participate. And I'm a true believer in stepping back and letting others take opportunities and these different events and let them maximize on them. But it's a whole nother feeling seeing something that you've nurtured as your own and then see the impact that it's having on not just the 140 students here, but the lives that they're going to affect well beyond this day.
That's great. Well, hey, I got a chance to talk to the incoming president, Lawrence Yu.
Gotta love him.
He was singing your praises. He was really pleased with the work that you did to bring it together, and he feels great that he can, you know, step up to the next level. Mm-hmm. What words of advice do you have for Lawrence as he gains ground in his presidency? What would you say that he could do to make a difference? I know he has some ideas, but what would you say?
Well, I actually sat Lawrence down as soon as he was given the oath of office. And I told him that, you know, the one thing I would tell not just a student body president here at Dominican, but anywhere, because I've had the honor and privilege to work with presidents from across the nation and within California. And the one thing I can tell him is to just breathe and listen to the people around you and absorb the environment that you're in, because it's crazy and it's easy to get caught up in the different things that are happening. But I always told myself that when I'd get home that, you know, nope, the next time someone asks me to do something, I'm going to say no. And I think when you begin to think a step forward, it actually can at times work against you. And so to just allow things to fall into place and go into your own groove, it's so necessary as a student leader on campus and as a student in general. And that's the first thing that I wanted Lawrence to remember as well, is that you're a student first, your academics come first, and then this crazy presidency, because it's not easy, it's thankless, but you do it because you love it, and you do it because you love the people that you're serving.
Well, that is so kind and thoughtful of you to actually sit him down and give him that advice. But what I really love about that is, before we even talked about that, you told me. how you were applying that in your life. So you are the kind of person who, what is that, walks the talk.
Oh, yes, I try.
That's great.
These boots are definitely made for walking.
So one of the questions that I asked Lawrence at the end of the interview, and which I'll ask you now, is if you had an inspirational message that you could give to each and every one of the students here for the college convention, what would that inspirational message be?
Oh my gosh, there's so many. I can like think of, I'm like, I just Googled Obama quotes. So I'm all over it. But I think in the times that we're going to feel vulnerable when talking to different people, and you're, you know, these students are going to come to this conference and everyone's going to be like, yes, I want to hear your voice. I want to hear your opinion. I want to listen to you. There's going to be people that you meet that don't want to, and that's going to put you off, and that's going to make you feel disregarded. Ignore those feelings or bask in that vulnerability and understand that, yes, you will always encounter people like that, but as long as you can stay true to who you want to be and what you want the and what impact you want to leave on this country or among a few people is, then that's what truly matters. Ignore the negativity and be in the now, live in the now.
Well, it is fantastic to see you here on campus. I hope you get to come and visit again. Thank you so much for visiting us.
Thank you, Leona. I don't even think there will be a moment I can keep myself away from this Dominican campus.
All right. Well, we love you, Navi Daviwal. This is Leona George Davidson, also known as DJ Noni, here on radio.dominican.edu. College Convention 2016.